Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for our daily magazine show, As It Is, and other programs designed for English learners. From VOA Learning English, welcome to As It Is. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Anna Mateo.
Millions of people have been displaced from their homelands around the world. These refugees face day-to-day problems, simply finding a safe place to sleep or food to eat can be a struggle.
Today, we explore the life of refugees in two African areas. Later in the show, we hear about a refugee success story. But first, we learn about thousands of people from the Central African Republic who were forced to flee to Cameroon.
These refugees are escaping violence that continues even after a peace deal between the Muslim Salika and Christian anti-Balaka militias. Christopher Cruz tells us more.
The refugees are finding relative peace in Cameroon's refugee camps, but they are struggling with growing humanitarian needs, such as finding food. And some people in Cameroon are not happy that the refugees are there. The United Nations says the number of refugees entering Cameroon has dropped from 10,000 a week to about 8,000. The Cameroon Red Cross says fewer people have been arriving because they are suffering from malnutrition and do not have the strength to travel. Constancia Taribi is with the UNHCR, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. She says the agency is working with other groups to care for the refugees. Francis Ndengo says some people in eastern Cameroon, even local government officials, are abusing the refugees.
La difficulté majeure que nous rencontrons, c'est la libre circulation.
He says the refugees cannot move out of the camps even when they are hungry. He says Cameroonian security forces do not accept the food cards given by the UNHCR as identification documents. He says some of the refugees are asked to make payments to stay in Cameroon. He says some local people ask them to work on their farms, but then refuse to pay them once the work is done. Constancia Taribe says if Cameroon would accept the UNHCR identification documents, some of the problems of the refugees would be solved. Augustin Dolly Debat is a retired engineer from Bangui. He says the refugees will not be able to return home anytime soon. He says that, for now, Cameroon is safer than their home. The UNHCR estimates there are now more than 200,000 refugees from the Central African Republic in Cameroon. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Welcome back to As It Is. In the first half of our program, we heard about the difficulties facing refugees from the Central African Republic. Now we hear about another refugee story. Majur Juwach survived civil war in Sudan and life as a refugee in Africa. His life's road took him through dangerous places. That road finally led him to the U.S. and a career as a chess teacher. Ana Mateo and Jonathan Evans bring us this man's story of survival and success.
In the middle of the 1980s, thousands of boys from Sudan escaped the country's civil war by walking. They walked for weeks, for months, for more than a year. They walked up to 1,500 kilometers across three countries. They are the so-called Lost Boys of Sudan, and they had little time for games.
But one of them did learn a game to help him ignore his hunger in a refugee camp. The game was chess. This boy became an expert. Soon this lost boy of Sudan found his way to the United States. And now he teaches chess to children in the New York City area. His name is Majur Jowach, and he has come a long way in miles and in experience.
Today, Mr. Jowach shares his chess skills with students in public and private schools, in chess camps, and at other events.
It's very important to control the center of the board.
Mr. Jowach is from the Dinka tribe. During Sudan's civil war, he was forced out of the country. He fled to Ethiopia with 20,000 other lost boys.
Mr. Jowach describes a dangerous trip where half of the young travelers did not survive. The boys had to kill wild animals for food. Sometimes they had no water to drink. Mr. Jowach says they walked almost 1,000 miles.
They made it to Ethiopia. Then civil war broke out in that country. Majur Jowach and his friends had to flee again. Many died trying to cross a river because they did not know how to swim.
Majur Jowach landed in Kenya and lived in a refugee camp. It was there that he taught himself to play chess. He spoke to the Wall Street Journal newspaper about playing chess there. He said the United Nations had provided the chessboard. He said he played to avoid thinking about his constant hunger. But he grew to love the game, and soon he was defeating everyone he played.
In 2004, Majur Jowach arrived in the United States. He began working as a security guard. He continued to play chess. He told the Wall Street Journal that he went to a chess tournament in New York while visiting a friend there. He had only meant to watch the tournament. Instead, he entered it. He finished as tournament champion.
That competition led to the connections that began his life as a chess teacher. Mr. Jowach says he believes chess is more than a game. He says chess helps prepare young people for life by teaching them patience and math skills. Majur Jowach still has a big goal ahead of him. That goal is to become an international chess master.
With his skill, patience, and strength of mind, Mr. Jowach's supervisor and co-workers say they are sure he will reach his goal. I'm Ana Mateo.
And I'm Jonathan Evans.
Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Mario Ritter.
Coming up, more programs designed for English learners. You can read and listen to our reports and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English.
I'm Susan Clark with the special English program, Words and Their Stories. A woman from Japan was telling a friend about her trip to the United States. The woman had visited major businesses and investment companies in New York City and Chicago. I studied English before I left home, she said, but I still was not sure that people were speaking English. Her problem is easy to understand. Americans in business are like people who are in business anywhere. They have a language of their own. Some of the words and expressions deal with the special areas of their work. Other expressions are borrowed from different kinds of work, such as the theater and movie industry. One such saying is, "Get your act together." When things go wrong in a business, an employer may get angry. He may shout, "Stop making mistakes. Get your act together." Or, if the employer is calmer, he may say, "Let us get our act together." Either way, the meaning is the same. Getting your act together is getting organized. In business, it usually means to develop a calm and orderly plan of action. It is difficult to tell exactly where the saying began, but it is probable that it was in the theater or movie industry. Perhaps one of the actors was nervous and made a lot of mistakes. The director may have said, "Calm down now. Get your act together." Word expert James Rogers says the expression was common by the late 1970s. Mr. Rogers says the Manchester Guardian newspaper used it in 1978. The newspaper said a reform policy required that the British government get its act together. Now, this expression is heard often when officials of a company meet. One company even called its yearly report, "Getting Our Act Together." The Japanese visitor was confused by another expression used by American business people. It is, "cut to the chase." She heard that expression when she attended an important meeting of one company. One official was giving a very long report. It was not very interesting. In fact, some people at the meeting were falling asleep. Finally, the president of the company said, "Cut to the chase." Cut to the chase means to stop spending so much time on details or unimportant material. Hurry and get to the good part. Naturally, this saying was started by people who make movies. Hollywood movie producers believe that most Americans want to see action movies. Many of their movies show scenes in which the actors chase each other in cars or in airplanes or on foot. Cut is the director's word for stop. The director means to stop filming, leave out some material, and get to the chase scene now. So, if your employer tells you to cut to the chase, be sure to get to the main point of your story quickly. This Words and Their Stories program was written by Jerry Watson. I'm Susan Clark.